Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, we had a little disconnect. I thought we were going to be shucking oysters in the studio today. And having shucked oysters, I was asking Jordan, our producer, if, you know, do you have a table? Do you have any kind of protective tarps to protect? You've shucked oysters before in your life, have you not? Okay, so you know it's not the kind of thing that you do in an office environment. It would be tantamount to the guy in office space cleaning fish, right, when he brings the fish on his desk and does that. So apparently we're not going to shuck oysters, which is a good thing, but we are going to talk to – oh, I know. But anything else you want to get out? Awful shellfish of me. Get them all out the way. Come on, let's get all our puns out right now. Come on, Jordan, if you got any, get them out.
You took them from me. That was the two.
Jordan Galay, there you go, pearls of wisdom. Jordan Galay is our guest. He is I don't know. Tell me what you are, world champion oyster shucker?
I wish I was a world champion. Usually when the customers say, this is the greatest world oyster shucking champion of the world, I never tell them, you know, the opposite, but yeah. National oyster shucking champion, 2022.
So I don't even know how to start to talk with you because I just love to talk to people and everybody's got a story, and I know you got a very interesting one. How did you get started shucking oysters, and how did you become so doggone good at it?
So how I get started shucking oysters, we grew up on the oyster boat. I have ten brothers and sisters. About, I guess, my older brother and I, we would go out most of the times, and as my other brothers would get a little bit older, they would come with us. And I remember vividly, I was probably about 7 years old, and my father, every day, he would open an oyster. We use hatchets on the boat. We have oyster knives, but we use hatchets to clean the oysters before we throw them in the sack.
Wait, hang on a second. The boat's moving.
The boat's moving.
You're moving.
Correct.
And you got an oyster in your hand and a hatchet, and you're 7 years old. It's like, here you go, Jordan, open it up.
I would see my dad every day. He would check the flavor, the salt salinity of it. So I just picked up the hatchet, grabbed the oyster, and just popped it open. It was easy.
Can I calm everybody down in the studio for a second? Jay is his nickname. His real name is Jordan, so we're calling him Jordan Galay. Is that all right with everybody in there? It's okay with Jordan himself in here.
Yeah.
But so long as you two in there can settle down, can everybody just have a cup of coffee and relax, please? Thank you.
Yeah, there's a story behind that,
I'm sorry, Jordan, but go ahead. Go ahead with that. So anyway, so he gives you the hatchet, and what happens?
And I grab the oyster, and I pop open the oyster just like he does, and it was easy. He used to do it on the back of a tailgate every Thanksgiving, Christmas. You know, our folks around the neighborhood would come to him for a gallon of oysters, and I'd sit there and watch him shuck them on the back of the tailgate, and every now and again I'd pop over there and open a few.
We used to do that I tell you that off the air, on New Year, the eve of Thanksgiving, Wednesday before Thanksgiving, we'd get a sack of oysters, and we'd open them up, some for the dressing, have a couple of beers, and open some as well, and have a good time, and it was some of the best times I can remember. However, you do have to be very careful when you do this. What is the key, Jordan, if you can tell people, and again, look, this is not professional advice. Don't sue anybody if you put an oyster knife through your hand or anything like that. Do you use a traditional lead when you open oysters or not?
Actually, I do not.
Explain what a LED is for people.
A LED, it's a wavy platform that
LED, right? Used to be.
It used to be LED. Yeah. Now it's aluminum.
Okay.
The aluminum's better because the LED, if you open up enough oysters, it's going to flatten out over time. Now the good thing is you could bend it back into shape, but now it's aluminum.
But the weight of it, does it matter or not? Because I've shucked oysters in my life, and I hope I'm not getting too technical here for people. And by the way, I want to bring the audience into this at 504-260-1870. If you got any questions about shucking oysters, I always thought the weight had something to do with that, with the lead, too. Is the aluminum anywhere near as heavy? I would think not.
The aluminum is nowhere near as heavy.
Yeah.
But the interesting point about that is I use a you can't get this. I joke about it. You can't get it on Amazon. I had a steel, solid stainless steel, about 4-inch high, 5 inches around in circumference, a platform made. It's 21 pounds, and I got a little piece of angle iron welded on top of, and I've been having that thing for 11 years.
That had
now.
To be somebody who worked at a fabricating yard that
Correct.
Did that for you.
Right up the street, Chapatoulas.
Yeah.
Yep. Got
I'm
it
not
made.
Ask
paid
you
20
the,
bucks.
I was not going to ask you if they paid for the stainless steel or not. We'll leave that part go, all
there
right?
There you go.
Because generally speaking, in Louisiana, when you got something like that, it's made by a guy in a fabricating yard. My father-in-law had crawfish pots made of stainless steel, et cetera, and I'm a big stainless steel nut. So anyway, so let's get to actually shucking the oyster, because we're getting close to Thanksgiving here, or at least coming up upon it. It's oyster season. What are some of the common mistakes that people make when they go to shuck a oyster for themselves? Because they see the guys, like at Superior Seafood, right? And it's like, well, it's easy, nothing to it.
Yeah, make it look easy, they say. It's not that easy.
You look at Scotty Scheffler on a tee with a one iron, looks easy for him. It's not. It's not easy to do. You look at, you know, a quarterback in the NFL, same thing. Tell me, how do you start? What are you looking for when it comes to shucking an oyster? Where's the opening?
So that's a good point. Depending on the oyster, you want to place the knife in the hinge. There's a bill of the oyster. The hinge. There's a back hinge.
Okay.
Correct. So on the oyster, we're going to talk about the anatomy of the oyster a little bit. Outside of the shell, there's a bill, the flat part, front of the oyster, and then there's a back where it almost looks like a teardrop. If you hold the oyster hinge up, it looks like a teardrop. So you want to place the tip of the knife in the hinge of the oyster.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before you do that, you want to have a steady surface to put the oyster on. You want the oyster to be as stationary and still as possible. A lot of people, and that's where the mistake comes
Despite
in.
Despite being seven and being on an oyster boat with the water chopping all over and you having a hatchet in your hand,
I followed my advice that I'm about to give right now.
All right, go
at
ahead.
Seven, you want to place the oyster on the table and keep the oyster as still as possible. What the mistake people make is they grab the oyster and they're moving the oyster around and they're going in with the knife and trying to put more pressure on the knife. You want to put more pressure on the palm hand where the oyster is.
Oh, see, so what you're saying is you got two things moving.
Correct.
Why would you do that? You don't want both moving.
Exactly.
Don't move the oyster while you're moving a knife. Move the...
And people start cranking on the knife, and they push down, and they slip. The hinge breaks, and that's where the tip of the blade goes into the hand. That's where most of the accidents happen.
I would think emergency rooms... Matter of fact, if you're an emergency room physician, text me at 504-260-1870, and I'd like to know if you see a lot of those injuries during this time of year. So I'm looking at the anatomy of an oyster here, and you said you start at the what now?
The hinge. Just a little space. We do a lollipop test where you just wiggle the tip of the knife in the hinge, and if you could pick up the knife hand and the oyster's still on the knife, then you're good. You just push more pressure, put more pressure down on the oyster, twist, and the back hinge will pop.
Really?
Yep.
So when it comes to getting them, like to serve them on a half shell, one problem I always had is, although they call this a knife, it's more like a wedge, and it's tough to open it up. It's tough rather to cut after you. How do you sever that little? Go ahead.
Good you know point. Yeah, when I teach people how to, I go step by step. Once you get the back hinge popped and you get that little space, when you twist your knife, a little gap will come between the oyster shell and the back hinge. You want to hold that gap open with your thumb. And your thumb will be there. And then you turn bill to belly. You just turn bill to belly. Then you work your knife down to the front of the oyster where the hinge is. You can look. I tell people, look at it. Open your eyes and open the shell and look at it. And you want to slide your knife across the top of the shell where it's connected. It's called the adductor muscle. Adductor. Not abductor. Adductor muscle. And it's like scraping paint off a glass. You're not going to hurt the shell. Just scrape it as hard as you can. It's a swoosh motion. That's one side.
There is an art to that, though,
yes.
Right? Because otherwise you butcher the oyster.
People, like, they slice across, and you don't want to do that. You just one swoosh, boom, that's all you need. And you pop the top shell off, get rid of it, discard it, let it go, and then your other bottom part of the shell is connected to the bottom part of the mussel. And you swoosh that, and then it's disconnected, and you're good to go.
So at what point do you know that you've gotten all the oysters off that they have? Because sometimes it seems like I remember that you wiggle and there's nothing in there, and then other times maybe you might be throwing away something where they got oyster in there, right? Because these are clumps, or what do you call them?
Well, once you pop the top shell off, you know, there's an oyster in there. I mean, you do get some that are hollow and don't have anything in them, you know. But
there are clumps sometimes, right, where they got
mussels.
Three or four of them?
You're talking about clusters.
Yeah.
Clusters
is
what we call them. Yeah, I mean, luckily, hopefully you don't get that, but if you do, I mean, you just hope you don't get that. You know what I mean? I can deal with it. They get those in shucking houses because they're shucking them for gallons and they're sending them off to restaurants,
yeah.
And they're trained to do that. But hopefully you get a half shell order of oysters, which is all single oysters. You know what I mean? So if not, if you do get clusters, get yourself a hatchet and try to break them apart. That's the best thing I could tell you to do.
How do you clean them? Do you wash them off first with a hose or what?
So in the restaurant, before they go in the cooler, you don't want to put any water on them. Generally, they clean them on the boat, hopefully, especially if it's restaurant oysters, they'll clean them with salt water. But you don't want to wash them with fresh water and then put them back in the cooler because they'll pop open, bleed out, all the oyster liquor will bleed out of them. So we generally, right before I serve them, I dump 500 oysters to start off with in the morning, and I rinse them off with the hose as I go. But you don't want to rinse them after you open them.
You do this every day?
5 days a week.
And how many oysters a day do you shuck?
When it's busy, it's about 2,000 a day. I do about 10,000 a week when it's in busy season.
How old of a man are you, gonna ask?
Yeah, 36.
Do you have any tendon issues, any wrist issues, elbows
in
issues?
In the morning, I can't close my right hand. So if I close my right hand, it's the shape of an oyster knife. That's about as far as I can close it.
Other than that, though, everything's fine, right?
My feet hurt. That's about it. I'm on my feet a lot.
I think this is a fascinating story. I'm going to talk about Katrina and what happened with your dad and so forth. Did you, when you were a kid, what did you want to be when you were growing up?
Man, that's a good question.
Did you have any idea that you would wind up doing
I wanted
this?
To be in sports medicine. I wanted to be, funny enough, I like using my hands to work. I wanted to be a chiropractor.
Did you?
Yeah. That's what I wanted to do.
Well, you still
massage
got time.
Therapy. I know my wife tells me that all the time. You still got time.
You still got time, but you'd have to do some of that right hand.
Yeah.
You know, have you seen a doctor about that hand or not?
No. No. Not really. Not yet.
They'll find something else. You know how it works.
Got to pay the bills.
Jordan, exactly. We're talking to our guest, Jordan Gallet, who is a world, we'll call it a world champion.
National.
A world top-ranked world shucker. How about that?
Yeah, you go.
All right. Are there official rankings or not?
There's not official rankings, but amongst the oyster family, we kind of understand, you know, who's top 10 and top 5. You know, it depends on the competition, too. They're in Canada, local competitions, Galway, Ireland. That's where the world championship is. If you win nationals, that's where you go. You go to Galway.
Where have you been to shuck oysters so far?
I've been in North Carolina. I've been Prince Edward Island. 2 hours above Vancouver. I forget the name of the city. I've been over there. I've been to Galway, Ireland for the World Championship back in 2023 and the local competitions.
Is there a difference between a Galway oyster and what we have here?
Big difference. So that's a good point because a lot of times it takes a U.S. competitor to go to Galway to do well because we're at a disadvantage over there. The oysters are completely different. You actually have to use a different knife, almost like a clam knife, and the technique is totally different.
What is a clam knife?
So a clam, if you've ever opened a clam before, you don't open them traditionally like you would open an oyster. You have to hold it in your hand and get the sharp blade in the hinge of it, but you got to use your two fingers to push on the back of the knife and wiggle it across. It's a wiggle motion. I call it the Zorro.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oral technique.
Yeah.
You know, you hold it in your hand.
Now, let me tell you what I just heard. I just heard Band-Aid. That's what I heard from everything you just described.
We could talk about the competition and penalties and stuff like that.
We'll talk about that when we come back. You see, man, I love this because there's so much back and forth with the government, shutdown and Republicans and Democrats and world wars, this and that. I just love enjoying talking to a guy from Louisiana about some of the stuff that we do here that is in our blood, literally. And in this case, it's oyster liquor. 922, we're talking to Jordan, a.k.a. Jay Galay, one of the top-ranked oyster shuckers in the world. And if y'all have any questions, 504-260-1870. He can chuck 36 oysters, that's three dozen in under 2 minutes, and you do how many a week?
About 10,000.
10,000 oysters a week. His right hand is fine other than not being able to close it?
Yeah, all the way.
All right. We'll be back in a flash, WWL. We are having some fun talking to Jordan Galay. He's making New Orleans proud. He's a local guy. Went to Belchase High School, I found out.
Yeah, Burris and then Belchase graduated.
And
there.
He unfortunately lost his home and he lost his father as a result, I think, of Katrina. And we'll talk about that. But let's talk about this competition. So how do you go about becoming a competitive oyster shucker?
So you want to train. You need to. A lot of my guys that I work with, and they're fascinated by it too. They're very supportive. But when you're prepping for a competition, let's talk about that. Is you want to prep and practice the same way you would in a competition. You want to set up. Generally speaking, local competitions, and we're talking about the national competition. It's 24 oysters. However, fast and clean. That's the important part. You can do 24 oysters in two. And
what do you mean clean as far as the cut and all of that?
Correct. So there's a judging panel after you finish shucking oysters. They have a card. Some of the things that they look for is shell, grit.
But how can they hold you responsible for that? For
that's just a part of the competition. I mean, you want to keep them clean. It's hard, especially when you're trying to do them as fast as you can, because a lot of these competitors are great. I mean, that's just one of the.
How, Jordan, do you determine equity with this? How do you find out that your oysters are fair and the same as the other guy? Do they have women that do this too?
They do. There's two different divisions, a man and a woman. Mm-hmm. Ironically enough, there's a women's division, the champion, and then the men's division, the champion. They shuck off as the Grandmaster champion, shucking championship. The winner out of that goes to Worlds in Galway, Ireland. That's how that works.
So you say you prepare, and again, I don't think it's, I don't know how they can hold you responsible for a piece of grit or something that's in the oyster, because you're going as fast as you can. They can be only as clean as they can when you start.
It's
right?
discretionary. I mean, if there's a big chunk of shell on top, you know, shell on top of the oyster meat, you know, you're going to get penalized for that. Now, if there's a little bit on the side or something like that, they generally speaking, for the local competitions, they let that stuff
But
go.
How do you control that? You just look at it as you shuck it and flick it away with the knife?
Well, you can use the thumb rub. So as you're shucking, boom, you cut the oyster, you cut the adductor muscle, and then you just kind of rub it a little bit. If you don't, if it's too much and you see it as you're shucking, once you cut the adductor muscle, you kind of rub it off with your thumb.
Give me some other terms. So we got the thumb rub.
The oyster flip. You could flip the meat. So when you open the oyster, you take your the long butt of your knife and you just push it down on the right side of the oyster and you flip it over. It makes it just look prettier.
Uh-huh.
You know, if there's any, if you poke.
Wait, so you're flipping it over to the side you cut and putting that on top?
Well, you can do it that way, and they call that plate side. So that's interesting too. Is there's a cup side, which is the bottom cup of the oyster. You leave the oyster meat in the bottom of the oyster. That's the cup side. That's mm-hmm. the bottom of the oyster. And then there's plate side where you can flip it over in the top shell. So generally speaking, you would open the oyster and discard the top part of the shell, or you can. And then you leave the meat in the bottom cup of the oyster where it sits in there. It holds the liquor, oyster liquor better. It's like a bowl, you know. Or you can flip it over in the top shell, and the meat will sit up, and it'll look better for presentation-wise. You don't generally want to do that in a competition, leave it in the plate side, because when you plate the oyster, it's on a flat surface, and it could tip over. And you get penalized if the oyster is hanging off a certain percentage of the shell, or if it's not in a shell. They don't even count it. They count it as a missing oyster or not placed in the oyster properly. Mm. You know, that's one of the criteria you need to have to know.
Do you script the first 24 oysters or do you just see how it goes? I'm just kidding.
I mean, knowing I've been there, I kind of try to get oysters that generally – I try not to pick the prettiest stuff because –
Do you pick them or do they just assign them to you?
So at the National Oyster Shucking Competition, they do pick a bunch of them, and they give you 24, but you can switch them out. You can swap them. If you don't like a certain one or if it's dead, I don't want to bash a competition, but let's just say they're not the best at, like, making sure you get and that's the thing, quality competition oysters. You know, you want to have quality.
So what are you looking for when you're trying to determine which ones you want?
Generally speaking, most shuckers want a nice cup, and they want a flat top shell, and they want a nice hinge. The hinge is the most important part.
So you can get at it quickly?
Correctly. Okay. Yeah. And you can tell if you're doing it long enough, if the oyster, like I could tell just by looking at the outside of the oyster, if the if it's going to be brittle and the shell is going to break in half on it.
How?
I could see a weak spot, mm-hmm. you know, where maybe like worms or something or a snail kind of chewed away at the shell or something like that. There's little pits in where the adductor muscle would be on the outside of the shell. I could tell, okay, that's going to break, so I'll discard that one and trade it out.
See, what I think is fascinating about this is that, you know, you open 20,000 oysters a week, is that what you told me?
10,000.
10,000 yep. Oysters a week. And all of us, as we go to work, everybody's got their own little world. You know what I'm saying? Their own world. And like you're talking about terms of the thumb rub, the oyster flip, the cup side, the plate side.
Mm-hmm.
We in everything that everybody does, we all have our own little things that are part of it. And I just think it's fascinating to kind of open people's eyes a little bit, let them know how this all happens. So how did you get into competitive oyster shucking?
That's a good story. That's an interesting story. So I've always, I think I started shucking professionally after I graduated in 2007, and I was working with some amazing oyster shuckers, and one of the oyster shuckers there had won the P&J oyster shucking contest, the local one. Mm-hmm. I always had it in the back of my mind. I just never had anybody say, hey, the oyster shucking contest is so and so date, do you want to go, should we, can we take you? I was shucking at Superior Seafood. This was 2016, And the Oyster Festival was coming up, the P&J Oyster Festival, and we do crawfish and stuff like that, sliders there. Well, one of the guys that was helping out said, hey, can you help me load up this ice chest of crawfish? I said, well, where are you going? He said, I'm going to the P&J Oyster Festival. I said, oh, man, that's the oyster shucking contest.
How old were you at this time?
26, okay. I believe. Yeah, this was 2016. And I was like, so I got on the phone. I made some phone calls with Sal from P&J. He's like, man, the prelims are – it was either that day, the prelims, because you got to qualify for top six in most competitions for the finals. He said, man, get over here. Competition is at this time. I didn't do great. I didn't understand. I just showed up because restaurant shucking and competition shucking is two totally different things. And I'm new at as far as competing. Well, I finished like fourth in the prelims, and I thought about this. I said, man, I can win this competition. Mm-hmm. I just got to be a little bit smoother, clean cut, make sure there's no shell grit. I don't rip up the meat. And I wound up winning my first ever competition in 2016, getting first place. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
So from then, you go on to the national or regional circuit or what?
The following year in 2017, my buddy Honor, he came in 2016, and then he wound up going to the Nationals like a month later or several months later that year, and he wound up winning.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The national competition, I'm like, oh, man. You know, in my mind, I'm like, oh, I beat him here. You know, I could do great, you know, good over there. And I wound up going in 2017. I wound up getting second place at Nationals my first year, you know. And
that's awesome.
My boss has been taking me ever since.
So let's go to the competition itself. let me take a break, and then we'll go to the competition itself, because I think we got a good stopping point here. I want you to take me, and you go Saturday, right? Is it this Saturday coming
up? I leave Thursday and fly into D.C., but the competition dates are Saturday and Sunday.
Do you bring your oyster knife with you, obviously?
I do. I bring my oyster knives.
You got a packet? I'm not trying to be silly. I guess you got a packet.
Yeah, I have my kit that I bring with me, my oyster knives, my oyster block. I used to bring my 21-pound oyster block with me, but now I've traded that out for the travel with a brick. I use a brick.
Do they have any regulations? You could do whatever you wanted?
Pretty much. As long
why
as
don't you bring the same? Why would you not bring that?
Just weight-wise, carrying it around at the competition, it's like, you know, a workout. So I just, it's basically the brick is around just like the block that I use. You know, it's basically the same thing.
Okay.
It's just lighter.
We're talking to Jordan Galay about professional, I guess it's professional oyster shucking, right? I mean, you get paid to do it.
Absolutely.
What kind of prize money we're talking about?
I mean, the national one isn't anything to shake a stick at, but the more prominent ones like Worlds and stuff like that can get up into the thousands.
Has this been on ESPN or not?
It has not.
It should
Everyone
be.
Everyone says that.
Let me tell you something. They got people throwing footballs
at
vent pipes on the roof. I don't know if you've seen any of that. What did I see? Adult kickball over the weekend. They should put that on. I'm telling you. What's that, Tim? Tim says pillow fighting as well on ESPN.
That's what my customers say. Man, is it going to be on ESPN? I said, I wish. Maybe one day.
Do you have a following? People come in to watch your show?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Especially the local competition. We haven't had that one in 2020.
You know what I mean? Just in the afternoon at Superior Seafood. Where they come in.
Yeah, they come in. I've been having the same local people that come in every year around the same time for the past 12 years.
So if I were to come in and say, Jordan, I need 2 dozen on a half shell, it'd take you how long to get those for me?
The 2 dozen in the restaurant?
Yeah.
You know, 2 minutes.
Man, take me. Let's see if you add in getting them, cleaning them, then you got the trip to the emergency room and all that stuff.
Yeah,
take a lot longer than that. 9:38:22 till 10. Traffic now. WWL. 9:45, quarter till 10. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Jordan Galay. He's a ranked one of the top oyster shuckers in the world. He'll be heading to Maryland, is it?
Yeah, St. Mary's County this weekend.
And for the
National Oyster Shucking Contest.
National Oyster Shucking Contest in the United States. Where do you have to finish to go to Galway, Ireland?
First.
Is that the next stop?
Yeah, you have to. Yeah, Galway. If you finish first throughout the whole ordeal, next year you'll go to Galway, Ireland to compete at the World Oyster Shucking Championship.
Somebody texted and wants to know how you keep them so clean. How do you keep the grit and stuff off of the oyster?
So a lot of people ask that when you serve them. How do you keep them so clean? So I always tell them you don't fillet a fish with scales on the knife. So when you open the back hinge, generally you get a little bit of mud or shell on the tip of the oyster, and people go back into the oyster to cut it, and they put all that mud and shell. So before you go to cut the adductor muscle, you want to have a little towel. Most professional guys, they'll use their fingers or on the palm of their thumb to wipe the knife real quick. It's just a quick little wipe, and that's when they'll go, you know, cut the adductor muscle. So you don't have to put all that mud and shell back on the oyster. No one likes a crunchy oyster.
No, absolutely not. Somebody wants, unless a pearl. Have you ever found a pearl?
Man, I find thousands of pearls. Believe it. A lot of people ask me that. They say, you ever found a pearl? You know, first I say, it's not the pearls you see on TV. They're not, that's not a natural pearl. Those are artificially inseminated and clams and stuff like that. And they go back to the clams and they take the pearls out. But
man, you know your oyster stuff, don't you?
They're all different shapes. I find some that look like teeth, you know, little sperm.
Really?
Yeah, all kind of different things.
So when it comes to the competition, take me. Somebody else texted and wanted to know about workouts or any kind of exercises, hand strengthening or anything
No. Just people, do you go to the gym? I said, this is my gym. 10,000 a day.
I would imagine so, yeah.
Yeah.
So take me to the competition now. So it starts what day?
Saturday is preliminary.
So preliminary Saturday morning, you get there, what happens? You start looking over your oysters. How many people are going to be there?
Yeah, so in the back of the competition, there's a barn where they serve raw oysters, and they'll have boxes, and they have to have people to open oysters. Well, the competitors, that's where they practice. So all the oysters that we open and practice with, they serve and sell. You know what I mean? So we generally have an idea what the if the practiced oysters are good, then we know the competition oysters are going to be really good.
Even better.
Even
think.
Better.
I mean,
should be.
Yeah.
If the practiced oysters aren't great, then we kind of like, well, it is what it is at that point. You know, you can't control everything.
Right.
You know what I mean? You just got to be prepared.
Do you sharpen the oyster knife or not?
So my little tip that I do is you don't want a super sharp knife. A lot of competitors have different, some people like a wider tip, a little skinnier tip. I actually use a parking cinder block. I put water on it, and then I just slide my blade across the angle that I open the oyster, and that's how I sharpen my knives on
really?
a cinder block, yep, with water on it.
How long does a knife last you?
I mean, as long as I'm not popping gigantic oysters open, I mean, an oyster knife will last me, 3, 4, 5, 6 months, depending on what time of the year it is, because we just come out of the summertime. We do, 2,000 a week compared to, 20,000 a week. So, right. It depends on how many oysters I'm opening.
All right, so I don't know what time the competition starts, but you go there and you're assembled, and then they put you on a stage in front of people or what? Take me through this.
Yeah, so you get there. There's, like you said, depending on how many people are there, there's going to be heats of six, and then they'll run the heats down, and then at the end of it, the top, champion from the previous year is the automatic shoe-in. So you're fighting, generally it's top six, but if the champion that shows up that year, you're fighting for top five, so they'll run through all the heat.
So it's a race, or is it timed? You got X amount of time to do this?
Yeah, so you open your 24 oysters. The way it works is you open your 24 oysters, and then after it, that's your shuck time. That's how long it took you to open the oysters. And then after then you have your overall time after penalties. So each penalty is maybe 2 seconds, and then they'll add up all your penalties. That time they'll add it to your shuck time. And the top five that have the least amount of penalties or best time goes on to the finals Sunday.
What is it that you like so much about this? Because I know you love it. I can sense the passion for it. What is it?
It's kind of like,
and I don't mean that there's anything wrong with that, Jordan.
It's therapy to me. It's almost like the best way I can explain it is it's like an autistic kid playing with wooden blocks. That's kind of, it just calms
like immediate
my,
gratification
yeah,
or something?
Yeah, I like to use my hands, and it keeps my mind steady. So that's why I like to do it. I enjoy doing it. I love doing it. I like serving fresh shellfish. I order the oysters. I know every oyster that comes through that door, I order all of them. I know where they came from, what time they came out the water, who fished them. I just like seeing people's faces and reactions when they're eating fresh, clean, cold oysters.
Is there a difference in opening them with these, what did you call them, off the bottom or what I call them?
Yeah, there's off bottom, farm raised. It's not a huge market here locally. Those are more a specialty type oyster. Places like Pesh and stuff like that order, they serve 6-7 different East Coast, West Coast, European oysters, stuff like that. We serve just Gulf oysters where I'm at. We do happy hour 4 to 6:30 every day. We'll go through 20,000 oysters in 2.5 hours. We can't be playing with those little bitty things.
And the shells are used to recycle as well, right?
Correct. Yeah, we have bins in the back. We dump them. They pick them up 3-4 times a week, and for the coastal restoration program, and it's been great.
Do you ever find yourself falling asleep and you're shucking oysters with your hands?
No,
your wife tells you that you're moving around.
It's funny. I don't think about it when I'm home. I don't dream about it. When I'm at work, I'm at work, and when I'm at home, I'm at home.
What are you thinking about when you're shucking these oysters? You're doing 10,000 of them a week. Does your mind go somewhere else? Is it like a shower thing where it freezes up one part of your brain to come up with creative stuff or not?
I'm just thinking about goals and the hard work that I put in, where it's gotten me today, and just want to continue that. Continue that streak. I have 5-year plan, 10-year plan. That's the stuff I think about.
Where do you see yourself? I hate to sound like I'm doing a job interview, but where would you be ideally five years from now? I know you got four beautiful children.
Yeah, I would like to have my own property somewhere where I can't see my neighbors or throw a rock and hit their house.
Right there with you.
Some chickens, a turtle pond.
I would rather have a 500-square-foot house on 5 acres than a 5,000-square-foot house on 1 acre.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's exactly right.
So when do you find out with these different heats? And is there any provision? Have you ever injured yourself while you were competing?
I mean, I've never stabbed myself. I mean, you might get a nick or something on your fingers, but usually, they'll go through the heats each time, and then we generally, as the prelims are going on, we all have a general idea who made it to the top five. I mean, there's always a presumption who's going to be there, and usually the top three guys is usually a shoe-in, but yeah, you usually know.
Do you do any scouting, or have you ever picked up anything from anybody watching what they're doing? It's like, you know what, that's a good idea.
Oh, yeah. I mean, all professionals, they always try to get better. You know what I mean? There's no real scouting. We're all friends at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. We all want to win, but we all cheer for each other, at the end of it.
Well, how do you like your chances?
oh, great. You know, I just got to be, you just got to be prepared. Like I said, you
how
can't,
do you prepare?
Just like you would at the competition, you set up in your restaurant. Like I set up just like I would as if I was on stage, and I just do speed runs, I call them, speed trials. Sometimes I'll do some where I'm just going super fast and I don't care about penalties. Sometimes I'll do what you call it. At the Nationals, you can get a perfect
trade. So it's almost like track where you're doing speed work at one point and then...
Yeah, you can get a perfect trade. I don't think anybody's ever gotten it just because it's hard because all oysters are different. No oyster's perfect. You know what I mean? It's not like they're taking a toothbrush and a fine-tooth comb and picking through these things. Right. You would hope they would, but they don't. And so, you know, if you're in the middle of a competition and you slow your speed down to try to get a perfect trade, and then you get a bad oyster where the shell breaks and you're kind of, you know, you kind of you're screwed at that point. You know what I mean? You got to go for it and shuck clean as you can.
Do you eat a lot of oysters or not?
I try oysters every time they come in. Just generally speaking, summertime, I don't fool with them too much, but they're fine as long as, you know, they're fresh, clean. Right. I eat them every day.
Raw, fried, grilled, what's your favorite?
Probably raw, straight up raw, but I do have some char grill from time to time. We have the best char grill at Superior Seafood, hands down.
So one final word of advice for people that want to attempt to open some oysters this fall, what would you tell them?
Just keep your knife clean and have a steady surface. Put more pressure on the oyster than you do the knife, and you'll be just fine.
And don't force it.
Don't force it. Don't put pressure on the knife.
Man, it's been a pleasure talking to you. It really has.
Yeah,
very enlightening, and it's nice to know that they got all this world going on in spite of everything that's bad, right?
Yeah.
It's nice to know you got some good stuff
going on,
too.
There's a community out there of oyster shuckers that, you know, are good friends, and we travel all across the world and compete.
Best of luck to you, man. I hope you go to Galway.
Thank you.
And
appreciate
we'll talk to you after to see how you did. All right. That is Jordan Gallet, who is heading to Maryland this weekend for the National
Oyster Shucking Competition.
Oyster Shucking, and hopefully he'll go to the International, I guess, of the World Championships
yep.
in Galway. Taking a break, coming back, WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.